Monster Movie Media presents.
Greetings and welcome to episode 62 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Coming up in this episode, we're going to tell you all about the return of the legendary Hatbox Ghost to Disneyland's Haunted Mansion. And we also bring you up to speed on Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion remake. So without any further ado,
let's begin.
Alrighty, I'm here with the Countess of Creepy Kingdom, Miss Cupcake Terror. Hello.
Hello. How are you, James?
Superb. Welcome back to the Creepy Kingdom. It's been a hot minute.
It is. It's been like 5 or 10 hot minutes.
Yes. It has, but, you know, all is well. You're back.
Yay. I'm very happy to be back. I'm excited, especially about today's topic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a sexy topic. I don't know why we're talking
about it. I know, yeah. It's just because we're sexy people, James. That's what it is.
Is that what it is? That's what it happens naturally. Got you.
Yeah. All
right. Anyways, yeah, we got some big news here to discuss. And as the Creepy Disney podcast we are, it is our responsibility to bring you this information.
We would be lax if we were not providing you with the creepy information we're about to provide.
That is true. So we, of course, are going to be talking about the return of the Hatbox Ghost. But before...
Sorry.
That's fine. Yay.
Yay. Applause. Everybody stand up. Oh, wait, sorry. Wrong ride.
Yeah. But before we do, we're going to give you a little history about the Hatbox Ghost, because not everyone's familiar, or maybe some people may be a little bit familiar, but we're going to give you the real dirt on the Hatbox Ghost and why you should be excited that Hatbox Ghost is returning. Also, a little bit later, we are going to give you an update on the upcoming Haunted Mansion film remake, because some new news has surfaced about that. So this is a little fun-filled show we got here.
I'm very excited about this.
So
if you can't tell,
yep, she's ready. She's chopping at the bit here. Before we get started, it was very funny because on our last episode, while I was preparing the last episode to be released, I was just about done editing, just about to release it. That's when the information about the Hatbox Ghost returning came out, and I had mentioned something about it. I actually had to go back and re-record the intro because our last guest, Disney artist Kevin John, who was some of his more popular pieces, was a painting of the Hatbox Ghost. So in that episode, if you haven't heard it yet, we actually had a conversation about, I asked him whether he thought the Hatbox Ghost was returning, and we had this long conversation whether or not it was or not. And it was pretty funny that right as I'm just going to release it, you know, which we recorded that a day before.
Oh, how funny.
The news comes out. So I had to put some kind of disclaimer and sort of saying, like, we know it came out, but here's the interview anyway, because it's still amusing. The Hatbox Ghost. Let's get into a little bit of the history of this legendary character.
my favorite character, and I've never even seen him before. All right. The Hatbox Ghost is a character that appeared originally in the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland, but was removed shortly after the attraction's debut. Located formerly in the ride's attic scene, the figure is described as an elderly ghost in a cloak and top hat, leaning on a cane with a wavering hand and clutching a hatbox in the other. The idea behind the Hatbox Ghost was for his head to vanish from atop his shoulders and reappear alternately inside his hatbox, in time with an adjacent bride figure's beating heart. According to Imagineer Chris Merritt, in an interview with DoomBuggies.com, the effect was never completely successful due to the illusion's close proximity to the ride vehicles. Quote, the gag was based purely on lighting. The ghost's head was illuminated by black lighting. A light inside the hatbox he held would rhythmically illuminate and hide the head in the hatbox, while, in tandem, the actual head on the ghost's shoulders would be hidden by extinguishing the black lighting. Unquote. The Hatbox Ghost was installed inside the Haunted Mansion and in place for cast member previews on the nights of August 7th and 8th, 1969. Almost immediately, it became apparent that the effect had failed, as ambient light in the attraction's attic scene prevented the specter's face from disappearing fully, despite the turning off of its designated spotlight. Attempts were made to remedy the technical problems, but the effect wasn't convincing enough, and the ghost was decommissioned after a few months. A photo of the figure in situ is featured on the DoomBuggies.com website. And on the DVD, Disneyland Resort Imagineering the Magic, Senior Vice President of Creative Development at Walt Disney Imagineering, Tony Baxter, displays an attraction maintenance slip that lists the original Hatbox Ghost. While it is unknown what became of the Hatbox Ghost, there are speculations as to his fate. One report claims that its parts were recycled into one of the Eagle Sam audio animatronics used in the America Sings attraction, which opened in Disneyland in 1974. But this seems unlikely in view of the simplicity of the design and construction of the Hatbox Ghost. A second Hatbox Ghost was produced for but never installed in Walt Disney World's Haunted Mansion. The whereabouts of this figure remain a mystery as well. However, the head on the pop-up ghoul that is seen as guests depart the Disneyland Mansion's interior cemetery scene is identical to that of the Hatbox Ghost, or the original Hatbox Ghost. Mm-hmm. In 2009, the Hatbox Ghost appeared repeatedly in art and souvenirs created for the 40th anniversary of the Haunted Mansion in response to fan interest in the character. Artists Kevin Kidney and Jody Daly crafted their version of a life-sized replica of the Hatbox Ghost that was auctioned for $9,400 at the first D23 Expo held in September of the same year. In addition, the Hatbox Ghost was the official spooksperson for Disneyland Resort's 2009 Open House Pin Trading Event and Haunted Holidays Celebration. In July 2010, director Guillermo del Toro, participating in a panel discussion at Comic-Con, announced his involvement as co-writer and producer in a new film based on the Haunted Mansion attraction. He stated that, in his version of the ride story, the Hatbox Ghost will be a pivotal character.
A little more of that later.
In August 2013, at the 2013 D23 Expo, a new Hatbox Ghost animatronic was displayed at the Journey into Imagineering exhibit. Contrary to the original figure's hunched-over appearance, this figure stood straight and tall and did not hold a hatbox. There had been no word from Disney on whether the figure was built solely for the D23 exhibit or whether the figure would make an appearance in the attraction at some point. And the important part is right here. On April 10th, 2015, it was officially confirmed that the Hatbox Ghost will return to Disneyland's Haunted Mansion in May 2015.
Woo! Wow.
Sorry. I'm really excited.
You are really excited about this.
Well, it's the Hatbox Ghost is like one of those stories that you hear about, at least for me and my generation, but we never got to see. Yeah. I'm 38 years old. I was born in 77. By the time I was born and actually got into the park for the first time, the Hatbox Ghost was already an urban legend, you know?
Really, nobody to hear about it. I mean, very few people. It wasn't open to the public because it seems that the only people that saw it were on the cast member previews on August 7th and 8th, 1969.
That's a very pointed date. They're like, just so you know. Well, now, according to that, no one's ever seen it. I did find this website called thehatboxghost.com. It has been updated with the fact that there is going to be a new Hatbox Ghost released on in May, but there is video. There's a little GIF file or GIF down towards the bottom of the page of the Hatbox Ghost. It's not really good. It's grainy. It looks like it's on film. Like you're actually looking at the film. They're holding up light behind it. So you can't really tell much about it. It's just, you know, a repeat, like three, 4 or 5 seconds long. So, who knows?
This seems to be the only footage.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I haven't watched. There's another video. It's like 7 minutes long, and I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, I think I've watched this video before. Actually, was it said the mystery of the Hatbox Ghost?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I think we should put this in the notes, the show notes there.
Yay, show notes. That's where you put all the good stuff, all the cool pictures.
Right, right. Well, unfortunately, we can't show you pictures on the podcast. So.
This is true.
I have to go to the show to see them. But it's kind of interesting how the legend kind of built. You know, it's something that, what I found really interesting there was that was one of the pop-up ghouls as the guests depart actually is the same head. And I feel like that's why a lot of us feel like we know the Hatbox Ghost or that we've experienced it.
Because it's still so much a part of our Disney experience with the Haunted Mansion.
Right. If it's the same head, you know, that's not something I actually really realized before. So I find that very interesting, but.
Yeah, I saw it just real quick, a short video, and it was creepy. His face was a little creepy, the movements were smooth, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. They left a lot of speculation whether that was going to go in the Haunted Mansion. I do not believe that is true. I believe that they use that to showcase animatronic technology.
Yeah, rather than this is what we're doing.
Yeah, because also the Hatbox Ghost, that animatronic, wasn't holding a hatbox, so there's that.
Right.
And it wasn't doing the effect. So it was just this really lifelike skeleton looking creature dude.
So, and the lighting that they have for it is just, I mean, the close-ups of the face that they have for him, it's creepy. I'm going to put it as my wallpaper for my phone. All right. Every time I open it up until I see it in person. Ooh.
But on April 10th, I mean, first of all, there was a lot of speculation over the past few months. Some people were even saying that it was true. You know, it is Disneyland's 60th coming up, and there's a lot of things, and there's also a lot of rumors and maybe hopeful things.
Yep.
You know, and so I don't believe anything until it actually happens. I know a lot of people that know real information, and it's not that I don't believe them, but things can change. You never know who they hear from what. I also don't repeat a lot of things I hear on the show because that's unethical.
Very true.
But sometimes I'm privy to some type of information, and I think, oh, that's cool, but I don't believe anything until it happens.
Or until they announce it,
until
at least.
Until they announce it, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes still not until it happens, but...
Yeah.
Sometimes they announce things and it never happens. Yeah. But they announced it. So it was announced on the Disney Parks blog. So it was posted on April 10, 2015 by Aaron Glover, the social media director at the Disneyland Resort. The legendary Hatbox Ghost comes out to socialize in the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland Park in May. Which, by the way, I know that they say Disneyland Park because there's Disneyland Resort, but it seems that's only corporate talk. I've never heard any person in the real world refer to Disneyland as Disneyland Park.
Yeah, well, maybe they're just trying to keep it specific so that people don't get it confused with Disneyland in Walt Disney World.
Well, there's no Disneyland.
Because it's still
Magic Kingdom.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess so.
It's just corporate talk. I don't know. Whatever.
Corporate talk, yeah. Stupid corporate talk. Okay, not really that stupid. But I appreciate you, Disneyland corporate. You make my dreams come true. Yeah,
there you go. All right, good. You may remember our chilling challenge from a few months ago in which we asked you to guess which spooky specter was preparing to materialize inside the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland Park. Today, I'm excited to tell you that many of you were correct. I wonder what other guesses people had besides the Hatbox Ghost.
Right?
The Hatbox Ghost is reappearing in May. Here's a sneak peek. And of course, this is the image I posted on social media that they posted. It's just a silhouette, And then underneath it says artist concept only. Like, it really is not showing anything.
Yeah, you might not even get this, but here's the, you know, we're alluding to the fact that the Hatbox Ghost is going to look like this.
So the Hatbox Ghost appeared in the Haunted Mansion for a short time around the opening of this classic attraction in 1969. Although brief, his appearance sparked a decades-long following, and this reclusive resident of the Haunted Mansion was never forgotten. We're excited that he will soon materialize once again.
Hooray! I really love the artist concept of it, because you get to see the Hatbox Ghost, his silhouette, but in the background, you have, like, he's Batlick. He's backlit, and there are ghosts that are, like, flying up and around and behind him.
Wow, you know, I never noticed that until just now.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really a great rendering. I love it. I think it's the perfect piece of art to announce it with.
That is very creepy. I never noticed
that
those were
ghosts. That was the first thing that I noticed. Well, the second thing I noticed, I should say. But yeah, you know, the Hatbox Ghost and the ghost behind him. So now this sparks my question.
Yes.
So there are 999 happy haunts in Disneyland's Haunted Mansion. If they put the Hatbox Ghost in, does that make it 1,000? I feel like this is screwing up, like, the mathematics and the people of the Haunted Mansion. So now, do they have to change the intro?
Well, here's
by your ghost host.
What's funny is that there's a comment on the top of this blog post that addresses your concern.
Oh, really? Oh, it does. Look at that.
And it says, so will there now be 1,000 happy haunts, or will someone else be removed to keep it at $9.99?
Someone's going to get axed.
And Aaron actually responded to this saying, notice I said reappearing, not returning. Maybe he was there the whole time. We just couldn't see him.
Oh, cheesy, but okay, I'll take it. You know what we need to do now, James?
What's that?
We need to go to Disneyland, and we need to count all of the happy haunts in the Haunted Mansion.
I wonder if someone's done that. I don't think it's even close to 999. But
I know. Well, you have to think about, like, in Madame Leota's scene, do the flying instruments and table and ghosts in there count? Because that's a lot. And then you have, like, the ghosts and the dancing scene. We should find this out. If somebody else has counted them all.
Yeah, this is the kind of things that I want to spend my time doing, actually.
Heck yeah. But it makes it really difficult when you're on the other coast.
Yeah, I can't do it right now.
So hurry up and get to the West Coast, sir.
But I'm not even, it sounds sarcastic, but that is definitely something that I would do.
Heck yeah, I would help you.
Thank you. I'm probably gonna need help because they move around a lot.
Yeah, they do. I'm sure we need to get one of those, like, clicker things. the little hand click. So every time you see a ghost, you just click it, which I'm sure will really annoy the other people because those things are noisy.
I'll let you bring that on the ride or not.
Yeah. Well, they would. They might not know.
Yeah, you're right. I'll sneak it in. So, one thing that is not mentioned in here, but has a lot of people have been reporting on, is in the past month or so before this announcement that there was some kind of wall with a window painted on it put in the attic.
Yeah, it's actually right as you exit Constance's attic and to your right, and you see it, and you kind of just pass right by it. It's black-lit a little bit, or glow-in-the-dark paint, whatever they use, but it is a window. It's a painted-on window, and everyone seems to think that's where the Hatbox Ghost is going to go.
Right.
Because obviously, if we put him back in the attic, I think there might be the same problems that they had originally, whereas ambient lighting from the rest of the scene would mess up the effect for the Hatbox Ghost. But where they're putting it, if this is where it's going to go, will be perfect because it'll have its own space, its own lighting, stuff like that. So
this is right after you exit the attic, you're saying?
Directly after you exit the attic on the right-hand side.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So you kind of, like, when you're exiting the attic, you see it, but the Doom Buggy doesn't really turn to where you can get a full shot. So I'm not really sure how that's going to go. If that's going to be the place, because it could be a place somewhere completely different. But that's the That's the Broomer, the Disney Broomer Mill. And there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. But I thought that's worth mentioning, that there was things being worked on. And it says it's coming in May, which is not really that far from now. Now
it's not at all.
Not at all. Being as that's May's in next week. But
yeah.
But is there like an official day that they're launching everything at Disneyland for the 60th? Is it the 15th, or am I making that?
Well, they have that 24-hour event.
Oh, okay.
And I believe that's the 15th.
No, I think that's later, the 24-hour event. I feel like that's right before Memorial. I think it's the 23rd, maybe. Am I making that up?
It's May 22nd, 23rd. So it's the weekend before their Diamond Celebration. But I do know that the Diamond Celebration, that all starts the following weekend on the 29th, 30th? Let me check. Okay, no. So they're saying Disneyland Resort Diamond Celebration to begin May 22nd with new nighttime spectaculars and more. So it is a 24-hour event.
Okay.
When they are starting the Diamond Celebration. So this will be interesting. The new parade will come out. I'm guessing all the walls will be down from all the other rides.
And apparently there's more things that they said they're going to announce for the
60th. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, there's so much behind walls right now when it comes to Disneyland. Peter Pan's ride. We've got Matterhorn, which is also down.
They have announced that the Yeti is going to change in the Matterhorn. That is something to ask about. Have you heard that?
No, I didn't. I have been lax on my Disneyland updates lately. I've been working a little too hard and playing a little too hard. So are they going to fix the bobsleds, please? So it doesn't feel like it's killing my kidneys. Oh, nice. Yeah.
It doesn't really say anything about the Matterhorn in this article, or the Yeti in particular. It just says that it's going to have better effects. Just wait until you see the abdominal snowman. I guess it's not a Yeti. I'm sorry. The abdominal snowman. It weighs you've never seen him before.
Yay!
So, just, I don't know. I think my imagination got a little ran with myself when I read this, but it's probably not going to be that much.
Well, hopefully it'll be something, because he definitely needs something. Doesn't he have the Matterhorn Yeti has a name, doesn't he?
Isn't it Harold?
Harold, yeah. Yes. Harold.
I believe it's Harold.
I think it's Harold,
I could be making that up, too. And then,
well, if you're making it up, I'm making it up too. Right, so we'll be together. Making it up together. Right, yeah. On.
Right on. So, I can mix all these things up. I don't know. I know that the dragon in Fantasmic in Disneyland is Murphy. That's I know that one. But in the Peter Pan thing, it says the nursery scene is going to have different effects, and that's where you launch off. I know that in Walt Disney World. Peter Pan in the queue, there's some shadow effect that you see your shadow interact with Peter Pan's shadow. I haven't seen it yet, and I don't want to watch videos until I see it in person.
Yeah, that's something I want to experience firsthand. Like for the Haunted Mansion, they have that, well, it's not new anymore, but they had the new queue where they put in a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
I did watch a walkthrough with Tony Baxter. I think it was Tony Baxter. And it looked fun, but then I stopped watching all the videos for it because I really want to experience that queue, fresh eyes, never having seen it before, and never really having gotten the details. I see pictures people post, stuff like that, but that's the one that I want to see.
Just to be clear, that's the at Magic Kingdom Haunted Mansion. They put in an interactive queue. And you're telling me you have not experienced that yet? Is that
I have not, because when I went to Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom, it was 2008.
Okay.
And that was before they put in all this stuff. Really the only thing that they had was the Madame Leota tombstone outside where she would open and shut her eyes.
Yeah.
That was awesome. But that was, I think it was the main effect of the queue that they had.
That was not too much else going on there at that time. No. But
yep.
It is a full interactive queue, which I guess we can talk about. We're talking about Haunted Mansion stuff. Which, you know, I've talked about it. I have audio on past episodes of me going through it and like that. A lot of people didn't like it and were against it because it was a little silly, maybe. I guess. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'd much rather have that stuff than nothing. I don't know. Yeah. I like interactive cues, so I don't really mind it at all.
It makes it more interesting because then you know, if you're standing there for an hour, at least you have something that will kind of entertain you. And if you have kids, it'll entertain your kids as well. So that is, I think, a definite plus for interactive cues. And cheesy is good. A little bit of cheesy is fine. It doesn't have to be like constantly scary or creepy. You know, stick some fun in there, you know, mix it up a little bit.
Well, you know, I just, a lot of people had really strong feelings about it. But also, you could also skip that part of the cue. Like, you don't have to go through it. So even more, there's no reason to get that upset about it. If it really upsets you so much,
you don't have to go through it. Oh, there you go.
Which I think that's the case. It was originally. Now that I'm thinking about it, the last time I went, I think you had to do it. But I never wanted to skip it anyway, so I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Anywho, so yeah, we don't know when Hot Box Ghost is coming back. It says May. That's kind of vague.
Yeah, it could be the beginning of May. It could be on the 60th reveal, and it could be at the end of May.
I did think that this was a like pretty late announcement for something that's going to be happening like in a few weeks. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know. They're announcing schedules weird. I don't know why they wouldn't put this out there sooner.
Maybe it's the technology. I mean, obviously they've had to been working on it for some time to make sure that all of the, you know, the technology work, wherever they're going to place it, whatever they're doing. Mm. It could be that just they needed more time. I like that they're not announcing things so far ahead. It's more exciting doing like right up to the minute. You're like, oh my gosh, they've been working on this for how long? Oh, and just the whole thought process gets my brain going like, yes, this is awesome.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like there's a happy medium though. I don't, you know, it doesn't need to be like years ahead, but you know. That doesn't need to
maybe
be weeks
a couple more
either.
Months.
Yeah, it's just weeks out.
True. Well, it also it drums up business for the 60th. People start making last minute trips, spend a little bit more money, so that could also be part of their decision to announce it later. Never know.
Who knows? I'm still curious what else is coming to Disneyland for the 60th.
Can we remark on something really quick though? It is not at all creepy. The castle, it's Sleeping Beauty's castle. When I was there in March, they had taken the walls down, some of the overlay for the 60th celebration had gone up, and then that was it. But every picture that I'm seeing, I follow a few people on Instagram that post pictures almost like every day, if not every other day. And the castle changes every single time I see a picture.
Really?
They add more of the blue swathing, and there are more like diamond things up where the what's it called? The pointy thing at the top, goes above the parapet.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, right? I used to know this, I swear. It's because I used to LARP and my imagination a lot. Anyhow. So, yeah, all of this stuff, it just keeps changing. There's more stuff added. It's absolutely beautiful. And I really like that they're not keeping the castle behind a wall the entire time like I thought they were going to do.
Like one big reveal, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, pull the cape off the amazing prize at the end of the show type thing. So, yeah, I'm really excited about seeing it. And I think it's drumming up more excitement every day, every week by people who go or people who see it. So. Kind of helps to have like little announcements in there about one ride or another.
Probably. I mean, I wasn't there when it was up, but I saw the pictures. I liked when they had the castle covered with like concept art in front of it. I thought that was like really cool. It's like,
yeah,
like a big cartoon or something.
Yeah, it was really cool. It had that retro feel as well. So,
which you could do that with Sleeping Beauty Castle, but I don't think you could pull that off with Cinderella Castle of Magic Kingdom.
Oh no, yeah, definitely not with that castle. That castle is gigantic. It's ridiculous. The first time I saw it, I was standing in front of it going, holy, I can't say the word that I said. It's definitely not Disneyland or Walt Disney World appropriate. No. You can ask Roxy Tart though, she was there.
All right, I'll ask her.
Okay, yeah.
I can't
call her up.
I can't figure it out, so I'll have to ask her. So, before we leave this topic, why do you think people are so excited about the Hatbox Ghost returning?
I think it just comes back to that whole idea of the Hatbox Ghost being a legend of the Haunted Mansion that hardly anyone got to see. So people mm-hmm. had their own ideas and views on it. And it's something new to come to the Haunted Mansion. Nothing's really been added to other than like Nightmare Before Christmas and a few things here and there.
Right.
So to have something wholly new, a whole new animatronic added to it that already has such a following to begin with, I think just people love that concept, love the idea about it. And it's something creepy as well.
Sure.
So who doesn't like creepy things in the Haunted Mansion?
Jerks.
Jerks. Yeah. Jerks don't like things in the Haunted Mansion.
Well, it's kind of funny or interesting because at Magic Kingdom's Haunted Mansion over the past few years, you mentioned the interactive crew. They also added things within the in the attraction. I'm trying to think of I'm blanking on most of them for the moment. But the main one that is a huge difference is the ghosts that follow you home is completely different. Are you familiar with what they do in the Magic Kingdom?
I kind of remember it, but because it's not this. It was it the same as the?
No. I wasn't there in 2008. This happened.
This is really different.
Very recently, probably 2013, 2012.
Oh wow! I haven't. I'm jealous of anybody that gets to go to Walt Disney World, and I don't, so I don't read anything about it. Is that a bad? Am I a bad Disney fan?
You're like, I don't want any news.
I don't want to know. I can't go. Screw you guys.
Well, for any listeners I don't know, which I know half of them are like screaming at their listening device because they know. No, they're animated. The ghosts kind of they fly around. Instead of just being stationary and sitting in the dune buggy with you, they fly around.
Oh,
They take... they actually do this effect. There's three different ones. The one I always seem to get, though, is where they look like they're blowing up your head like it's a balloon, and then it pops. So your face is actually projected onto... Like, they make your head blow up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's definitely way over-the-top cool stuff. I think it's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, you get to have a little bit more fun. It makes it a personal experience.
The classic just sitting there stationary thing is definitely like an awesome classic thing, which you can still experience, of course, at Disneyland. But it's funny because they've put a whole bunch of enhancements in, you know, recently into the Magic Kingdom one, and they really haven't done too much with Disneyland one except for when they, you know, redo it for Nightmare for Christmas. And it's funny that they're actually gonna throw in this brand new, well, old, you know, but new thing into that one.
Mm-hmm. It's retro. People like retro things, so
yeah. Especially Disneyland. Disneyland is a huge fans are really into nostalgia. Probably a little bit more than Walt Disney World fans, for the most part. I mean, it's probably pretty close, but I don't know.
Not as much. I think, you know, 60 years with Disneyland Park and a lot of the people that go today are still people that went when the park first opened. So I met friends of friends. Their mom was still going to the park, and she was there on opening day, supposedly. Mm. So nifty. It's kind of cool to see, you know.
There with George Lucas.
There you go. George Lucas. Oh, yeah, that's right. George Lucas was there on opening day. Whatever, George Lucas.
It's a fun fact for you. Yeah. You upset you couldn't make it? Don't worry. It wasn't that awesome. Opening day Disneyland wasn't as sweet as I've learned.
Yeah, I will take modern day Disneyland as opposed to opening day Disneyland. I mean, being part of the history would have been great, but at the same time, who wants melting pavement and 100-degree weather? Not me.
Yep. Not me either. All right. So, yeah, we'll just see what happens. We're all really excited to see the return of the Hatbox Ghost.
Ooh, you should put, like, some scary music there. No.
I should, okay. But I won't.
You should. Yeah, okay. I should, but I won't.
While we're on the topic of Haunted Mansion-related stuff, something we haven't talked about at all in the history of the show, because there's not hasn't been that much information about it, but I feel like enough information has accumulated that it's time for us to get into it and start talking about it. And that is, of course, Guillermo del Toro is planning to remake the Haunted Mansion film. Now, there was a film released in 2003 called Haunted Mansion.
Yes, there was.
And, you know, I think that we could very easily do a whole episode on that.
Yeah, but it would be a whole episode of a lot of bashing and a lot of negative remarks. And I don't think we don't need to go there.
Well, the thing, well, here's the thing. I mean, the general consensus is that it's a horrible movie. The reason that it is not well liked is because it is not the movie that Haunted Mansion fans deserve. It is a comedy set in modern day times with Eddie Murphy. You know, and it's funny because, you know, Eddie Murphy used to be in the 80s, used to be synonymous with quality and great movies that I enjoyed as a. You know, Beverly Hills Cop, I love that one. 48 Hours.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Beverly Hills Cop 2. The Golden Child.
Oh, I loved that movie. That was a good movie.
You know, whatever. So, but then as it's funny because as it went to the late 90s, to the early 2000s, he was synonymous with being in really crappy movies like Daddy Daycare.
It kind of became where it was slapstick comedy, super cheesy comedy. Very loose scripts and storylines, and then it was what was that movie where he plays all the characters?
Oh yeah, this is post the Nutty Professor. Yeah, so,
yeah.
So then I forgot about that. That was really his transition period
from like sort of serious actor to I'm not serious at all and just going to make really weird comedies and wear costumes. Right.
Good. But let's not digress too much about Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
He's fine, but I'm just saying, you know, is basically the plot is that he's a realtor and he's trying to sell it, but he's stuck in the house and wacky stuff ensues. And it's really kind of insulting to Haunted Mansion fans, but there are cool tributes to the attraction all throughout the movie.
Yeah.
And so that's why, I mean, it definitely is not good, but it's not the worst thing on earth because there's no Haunted Mansion movie. But, you know,
can we give a shout out to Jennifer Tilly as Madame Leota?
Of course. I love Jennifer Tilly. I'm a huge Jennifer Tilly fan. That's probably my favorite thing about the movie. I'm glad you remembered to bring that up. I'm a huge Jennifer Tilly fan. And so I think she was a great Madame Leota, personally.
Other
people hate on her playing Madame Leota. And, you know, they're wrong.
I loved it. I thought she was funny. I mean, there needed to be something else funny about it instead of, you know, Eddie Murphy having all the lines or all of the slapstick part. The maid and the butler that were also in the movie, who I just thought were hilarious. Wallace Shawn and Dina Spivey Waters. Hopefully I said that correctly. I loved them. They were really cute, added a little bit of brevity to the silliness that was ensuing. Mm-hmm. And I just love Wallace Shawn, too. He was such a great actor, and he was a lot of fun in the movie. So they were another two of my favorite characters in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a movie.
Yeah.
I've seen worse.
That played Master Gracie was cute, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah, Nathaniel Parker. Shouts to you if you listen to this podcast, which I doubt.
No, he definitely does. You're a hunk if you're listening. So,
did you say hunk if you're listening? Brilliant. You are brilliant, sir.
Yeah. Thanks. All right, but this was not a satisfactory film for Haunted Mansion fans, and Guillermo del Toro, believe so. He is a huge Haunted Mansion fan. And
go figure.
Yeah, what a shock.
Yeah.
And in case you might not know who he is off the bat, he is responsible for bringing us Pan's Labyrinth, probably his most well-known film, as well as the Hellboy films.
Awesome films.
Pacific Rim was his last film. I don't know if he's director or producer on that, but he was definitely involved.
He was director.
Okay.
Yeah, he was director of that one. I loved that movie. Sorry.
So, I mean, that movie's not that creepy, but, you know, whatever. You get an idea.
Yeah. <It's> up, so. No big.
So, you know, basically since 2010, there's been lots of little news trickling about that he was going to direct a new movie, new Haunted Mansion movie, and it's just in this really slow thing. It's been off and on. So, Cupcake, give us the 411 on what's going on.
It was announced on July 22nd, 2010 at San Diego Comic-Con International that a new film based on Disney's The Haunted Mansion was in development with Guillermo del Toro writing and producing. Del Toro saw the 2003 film with his daughters. When asked about his involvement in the new project, he said, "The thing I want to do is remake it." Elaborating, he commented, "The movie I see in my head of Haunted Mansion is not, I believe, what everyone is imagining it to be. It's not just a regular world with a Haunted Mansion plopped in the middle. I really am thinking of a movie that has a heightened reality." Del Toro said the Hatbox Ghost would be the main haunting and added, "We are not making it a comedy. We are making it scary and fun at the same time, but the scary will be scary. It is to be filmed in live-action 3D. To help make a respectful adaptation, Del Toro has contacted Walt Disney World Imagineer Jason Sorrell, author of The Haunted Mansion, From the Magic Kingdom to the Movies, to act as a possible consultant for the film. Del Toro has also noted he is aiming for a PG-13 rating for The Haunted Mansion. On August 7, 2012, Del Toro mentioned in an interview with Collider that he had submitted his final draft to Disney and that they liked the screenplay because their reaction to the draft was good. Del Toro revealed that he will co-write the film but won't direct it. That's interesting that he's writing but not directing.
Yeah, that news came out a year or two ago because he felt, I guess, that he couldn't do all the other things he was doing and this as well. Another interesting footnote here is that, and we've mentioned on the show before, but in case you haven't heard that, is that another long movie that's been in development just as long as this one is the movie called Magic Kingdom. Are you familiar with it?
I'm not familiar with it.
Well, wow. I'm excited to tell you and our possible listeners that don't know what it is. This is a movie that I am super excited about, possibly even more than the Haunted Mansion movie. Maybe equally. I don't know. But it is a film it's been in development just as long as this one, for about 5 years, maybe even longer, maybe six or seven.
Wow.
The concept of the film is that it's basically Night at the Museum set in Disneyland.
Neat.
That when the park closes, everything comes to life.
Oh my gosh, that would be so awesome!
I mean, it pretty much sounds like the most amazing movie ever.
Yes. That would be like my dreams come true, seriously. Like, I dream about Disneyland all day. Okay, sorry. I got really excited.
I'm really excited I get to tell you about this. I thought you would have known about it.
No, I didn't know. I'm obviously not as big of a Disney nerd as I should be.
This film is supposed to be directed by Jon Favreau, who...
I love him!
So yeah, who apparently, you know, he directed Iron Man 1 and 2. He's also done many other things. Swingers is how you got to start.
Yep. But he directed... He also did a movie called Chef, which I absolutely adore.
Oh, that just came out recently. I want to see that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Looks good. But yeah, he's... I remember the biggest news that came out about that Magic Kingdom was possibly moving forward was that he opted out of not directing Iron Man 3 to work on this Magic Kingdom movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Obviously, Iron Man 3 has come and gone.
And still we have nothing.
We have nothing, but as of right now, he is directing the live-action Jungle Book movie, which is supposed to come out in the fall, this upcoming fall in 2015.
That was supposed to be 2016.
I thought it was this year.
Let me look up.
Let's double check that.
it's saying IMDb 2016.
Oh, well, I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know if that's completely true. I mean.
Well, it's in the not too distant future.
Yeah.
I could say that.
Not too distant future.
But that's what he's working on now. Yeah, I could have just made that up. I don't know. But that's what he's working on now. And he has been quoted by saying he's still interested in doing the film, you know, but now he's working on the Jungle Book. So it's not dead. But the one thing that did come up at some point during all these little news and rumors things peeking out is that Jon Favreau and Guillermo del Toro were on a panel at a Comic-Con one year together with a bunch of other people called like a Visionaries panel or something like that. And they were both asked about both these films. And they had mentioned something about that they were talking to each other about what they were doing so that the films would coexist in the same universe.
Oh, neat.
So that made me even more excited. Very cool. You know, I said all that to say that. I know it was a lot of stuff.
But that's cool, though. That's all information that ties in together. Yeah. That's really interesting, though. I like that concept, the fact that it's not so disconnected from all the other movies, that we still have the same world and the same feeling. I like this.
I think
that's cool.
Yeah, every time I think about this Magic Kingdom movie, I don't even think I can possibly live up to my expectations because I'm like, this movie is going to be the most amazing movie of all time.
Yep. Well, I'm sure all of us Disney fans, we've had those dreams, or those daydreams and imaginings of the park coming to life and us being there, and what will we do, and who would we talk to? At least I have. I might be a little crazy. I don't know. But yeah, I think I really, really want the Magic Kingdom movie to happen now. That'd be so perfect, going from land to land and experiencing everything and talking to the people. And
so yeah, that's why we have to all support this live action Jungle Book movie.
Yay! So, yes, whether you keep want the to live action movies coming.
Well, just because so that Jon Favreau still stays in good graces with Disney and everyone's excited, and that they jump onto this because I'm really excited. But I could do an entire episode on all the little things I've heard about the Magic Kingdom movie. So we'll move on from that point, but wrap up the latest news that has just come out about the film. And Cupcake, if you want to break this news, well, it's not really broken. It's already been broken, but break it to the listeners right now.
Alrighty. This comes to us from Variety, and it's Dave McNary, film reporter. Ryan Gosling is in talks to star in Disney's supernatural family movie, The Haunted Mansion, with Guillermo del Toro directing and producing. See, they just quoted that he's directing The Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is the latest news, so the latest we'll go news? With okay. this one. This is of April 9,
2015. Okay. The Haunted Mansion has been in works at Disney for the past 5 years and is based on the popular attraction at the Disneyland theme park. Del Toro unveiled the project at Comic-Con in July 2010, a mere 7 years after the release of the Eddie Murphy comedy of the same name, which grossed $180 million worldwide.
Oh, I guess it did pretty good. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I think it did well in theaters. DeVincentis, is working on the script for the film, which Del Toro said in 2010 would not be a comedy. If you take the children, they will scream, he said at the time. Oh, I'm taking all the kids. Gosling is a former Mouseketeer. He wrote, produced, and directed Lost River, which is receiving a limited release from Warner Brothers this weekend, and has been filming Shane Black's The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Adam McKay's The Big Short with Brad Pitt, Christian Bale, and Steve Carell.
Before we get into our thoughts on Ryan Gosling, I think that the fact that they have announced that someone is in talks to star in the film is really good for the film.
Yes.
It means it actually is, the reels are still going, because the news has been trickling in about this movie, and we keep hearing about all these other Disney movies in development. Like, it seems like every day there's some new movie, all these remakes of animated films being announced, like, every day. So it's like, you're just waiting for something, and that's why I think this is actually big news, to actually have a name attached to it. I mean, I don't think he's like actually signed on, but he's like in talks to do it. So I think that's good for the movie.
Yeah, definitely. So, but it's, you know, Ryan Gosling.
All right. So let's say, what are your thoughts on Ryan Gosling?
I am so lackluster about Ryan Gosling. I've seen a few of his other films. I'm not really a fan. He's a little too emo. I don't know. I'm not a fan. I don't think he's dreamy or beautiful or adorable. He's a dude and he's an actor, and he's just not my cup of tea. That being said, he is a good actor. And I hope that if he does wind up doing Haunted Mansion, that he doesn't mess it up. Because we've already had semi not so great acting in the previous incarnation. My thoughts on him aside, I really want him to be good in this movie.
I think
because I don't like him.
All right, I got you. he's got to prove himself to you, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes, he does. He really does. Like, there are going to be some, like, behind-the-scenes releases before the movie is released showing that he's awesome and look at what a great job he's doing. Blah. Yeah, then I'll be swayed. But regardless, if he's in the movie or not, I'm still going to go see it. Right. I mean, no matter who's in it, I'm still going to see this movie when it comes out.
Yeah, I know. So. It'll be great no matter who's doing it. It's all, you know, with Del Toro leading the ship.
Especially with Del Toro leading the ship. And like they said in the Variety article, that he's directing and producing. So if he's directing it, I'm on board 110%. I loved Pan's Labyrinth. I mean, that's definitely not a kid-friendly movie. Yeah. The creepy elements are very, very creepy. And the scary parts are very, very scary. So if he says that he's going to do something that's scary, PG-13, he'll definitely deliver on that.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be worth it.
Well, here's my thoughts on Ryan Gosling. I really didn't care about him at all until I saw the movie Drive. Have you seen this movie?
I haven't.
Yeah, I kind of feel like every time I bring this up to someone, they've never seen it.
Did it last long in the theaters?
No, I mean it was probably like a limited release. It was an independent film.
Okay.
That movie. I think that movie is incredible, and he's the lead in that movie, and he blew me away. Like, his performance in that movie was so awesome. Like, I thought he was excellent. Before I saw that movie, I was like, who's that, the pretty boy from The Notebook? Like, you know, who cares? But that guy can act. Like, mm-hmm. You know, after I saw that movie, I was like, all right, I'm a Ryan Gosling fan. Like, he delivered... You know, and then I remembered that he was also in another movie that I enjoyed called Lars and the Real Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that one?
No.
That's a movie where he dates a life-size Barbie doll.
Yeah. You know, this is totally different, but that whole concept creeps me out because that's a very real thing.
Yeah.
And I did not see the movie on that purpose because it does actually creep me out a little too much. That's a little too much reality mixed in with the fantasy of Hollywood. I just, yeah, wasn't interested in. Yeah.
Well, it's understandable, but you know, his performance as a person dating an inanimate object was, it takes a special kind of performance, and he was definitely, he was good in it. I liked it. It was a good movie, but him and Drive, like,
it was really good.
Yeah. I mean, that's a sweet movie anyways. I really feel like people need to see this movie. I don't know. I'm like a big advocate for it. It's come up a lot recently, even before this Haunted Mansion news and my, you know, personal life talking with friends and stuff. It's just like, check out Drive. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix streaming. I don't know. Whatever.
But, okay. I'll check it out. I will watch it tonight. And if he sways me and I like him, then I'll shut my mouth about it until the movie's released.
All right. I'll check back in.
You check back in.
That's all I gotta say about Ryan Gosling. I mean, as far as how I really feel about him playing this, I'm like, cool. Like I said, obviously, I think he's a great actor based on what I just said, and the fact that they have, you know, someone in talks to be in the film makes me feel like, wow, this is actually really gonna happen at some point, even though it's not on the slew of millions of movies that Disney has planned to release in the next like 4 years. I'm still pretty hopeful. that's gonna come out.
Yeah, hopefully they won't backburner it because they did. They just announced more about Beauty and the Beast. They're doing.
Yeah,
that one is like their next live action.
Yeah, and that actually has a time frame that actually is on the slew of upcoming films. Is the live action Beauty and the Beast? So that one's coming.
2017, it looks like.
Yeah, I just saw that something where they had put a released. The list of films that are going to be coming out, not exactly the dates, but the time frames of the part of the year, up until 2018. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, we're not looking at it. It's not looking too good, you know, but when it's going to come out. I mean, you know, you just, even if it's like the wheels are in motion, it seems like it wouldn't be released until 2018, 2019.
I can't even think that far ahead. Yeah, I mean, you're giving me a headache.
It's absurd.
Like they have the casting for Beauty and the Beast. I'm looking at it, you know, on IMDb, and they have all the casting up for that, and I'm like, 2017. It's too far ahead. No, I just can't think about it.
That's fine. Yeah, there's plenty of things that are coming our way before.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Disney films to look forward to. So, but yeah, I think that's gonna do it here. You know, we're excited for the Hatbox Ghost. We're excited for the movie. Let's just keep waiting and see what happens.
Yay! I'm excited. I don't know about you. I mean, I'm really excited. I'm trying to contain my excitement so I'm not like screaming, ah, oh my god, blah. But yeah, it's gonna be good, and I'm really super excited for the 60th as well. So it's just gonna be a lot for our trip for my Disneyland Social Club. We're going down that last weekend of May, and we have like stuff planned out, and I think it's gonna be sensory overload between like all the castle stuff, the new parade, and then the Haunted Mansion stuff. I will probably ride Haunted Mansion over and over and over again all day long.
Well, if you're going to be there right then, right when it comes out, you better supply the Creepy Kingdom social media or followers with some up to the second video and photographs.
You know,
it's your responsibility.
I will. I think I should. We'll have to plan that out offline, and I'm down to do like a little either video cast or audio for the Haunted Mansion stuff. I think that'd be fun. It'd be more fun if you could come out.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm not going to be there.
Yeah. Well, maybe Roxy Tart and I can do something for Creepy Kingdom.
Maybe you can. I will be in Bermuda. So
what? Bermuda? Are you going to be wearing Bermuda shorts? Just don't go into the Bermuda Triangle. I hear it's a dangerous place.
How many more Bermuda puns you got?
Are you serious? I got a ton of them. I got a million of them.
All right, we're wrapping this up. So,
yay.
So let's we'll see what happens. Stay tuned, everyone. If you would like to contact the show, it's really easy to do. Just send us an email, creepykingdom@gmail.com. And if you would like to check out any of our other podcasts, such as Roxy's World, Even James has a podcast, and Curvy Cutie Chat, all you need to do is go to monstermoviemedia.com. And for show notes, videos, creepy Disney cosplay, and fan art pics, links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest, all you need to do is go to creepykingdom.com. Well, until next time.
Keep it.
I have a girl now. It is midnight. Pleasant dreams.